Sitzin. And want to talk a little bit about Sitzin. Well, yeah, we only took all half hour about Sitzin, I don't know. We're trying to stretch it. We're trying. Anyway, Sitzin's really is a pretty amazing mitzvah. First of all, Rashi says at the end of the parasha, right? Rashi says that tzitzis is shkula kenegen kol mitzvos. Right? Says it in Rashi. Yisayu shera Moshe adash and her takti. Lama nizma parashas mikoshesh a parashas abram. Why is mikoshesh next to the Avodah Zarah? Because it's Mekosha in the Chal of Shabbos, is that, because of both, Shkula Kinei Kol Mitzvahs, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, as far as Avodahs. The Av Parsha Sittis, Lachach Nisbar Eilim, the Fisha Av Yish Shkula Kinei Kol Mitzvahs, Shnei Rav Sissim Kol Mitzvahs, sorry. So Rashi says, now I never understood this, I don't know if I can explain it, how can you have more than one mitzvah that Shkula Kinei Kol Mitzvahs, right? Because it says, Tam Atari Kinei Kulam, and Kapana Kulam in Sitzis. So how can you say that Sitzis is Shkula Kinei Kol Mitzvahs? It's a famous kasha.
What's the problem?
Tam Atari is Kinei Kulam. Kulam includes Sitzis. Sitzis is Shkula Kinei Kol Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Tam. So, it's like it's a still, like, who's greater? Sitzis or Tam Atara?
Sitzis
is Shkula Kinei Kol Mitzvahs, it means it's also includes Tam Atara too. But Tam Atara, it sounds like Shkula, it's like Shkula, not Shkula. Shkula, I'm not even pronouncing it. Shkula, with a shin. Shako means equal. It's equal. Okay, anyway, I can't, I'm not answering the kasha. This is there's a piece of that I once saw from Chaim Kanevsky and someone else. But the nice, okay, we do believe Tam Atara is Kinei Kol Mitzvahs. More, somehow it's more. But after Tam Atara, so to speak, you know, well, obviously one of the greatest mitzvahs in Sittis, says Rashi, that Sittis is Shkula. So Shabbos, okay, that's a Rosa say. If you're Mechal or Shabbos, it's like doing Avodah Zarah. But as far as mitzvahs essays, there are some other mitzvahs essays. They also say it's Shkula. But here Rashi says that the finish of Rashi at the end of the parsha, the last Rashi in the parsha, Shemad, that mitzvahs and Shkula can make it all mitzvahs. Right? Which means, Shkula means it's equal like as if you did all 613 mitzvahs. That's what the words mean. Shako. Equal. Okay. Now, what else, why else is mitzvahs an amazing mitzvah?
Every second?
Because every, but that's not really accurate. It's not every second. What is it? Just
during the day? During the day?
Every rega. Why is it different? Because a rega is not necessarily a second. A second is, I don't know who made up the time of a second. Time of a second is made up by, I don't know who made up the second. An hour, a second, who made it up? Yeah, I don't know, but I mean,
in halacha, a day is 24 hours.
Day is 24 hours, because that's because, I don't know about that, I'm sorry. The day is 24 hours, because that's when the sun goes around. But the second is a modern, I don't know when it's made up, but it's not, when the Chazal say, kol rega, v'rega, does not necessarily mean a second. I don't know. Rabbi Resnick, Chavetz Chaim says that by Tam and Torah, he says you can do, I think he says 200 words a minute. Right. So that means that over there, and they say that, you know, that's like a third of a second is like a second by Tam and Torah. Okay, anyway, I don't know how long it exactly is. I don't know. But by Sittis, you get a mitzvah every rega. How long it is, I do not know for sure. I suspect it's less than a second. That's what I says. Because we find in Chazal a few places when they talk about rega, they say that Bilam said that that's just a rega, that was much less than a second. And even by Kiddush Nevada, the Chonish, it's some kind of, it's also less than seconds. Anyway, I don't know.
You need Abdas.
You need Abdas, but not every second. You need Mitzvah Srikas Kavanah. But when you put it on, you're happy that you're putting it on, it's Shem Mitzvah, and then call Isa Abbas for Shem and Lai.
Well, when you make a bracha, is that not?
Yeah, that's also good. Yes. Also, because by tzitzis, the added, since no one would be wearing tzitzis unless it would be a mitzvah, so then it's nicker than it's a Shem Mitzvah, so it's inherited a Shem Mitzvah. But you do need das, except by tzitzis, it's very hard not to have das. Because you only have to have das. Mitzvah's Rikha Kavanah is only when you first start the mitzvah. Then it's called Isa Das Vishaino Isa. Anyway, so synthesis is an amazing thing, and I got two reasons. The first reason synthesis is amazing, Rashi says the Shakwan Gregor Gomez. The second reason synthesis is amazing is because it's every second. Right? So if you're going to say, let's say it's every second. I get it wrong. Every wagon, I get it wrong. But let's say it's a second, just for argument's sake. So that means, we go through the cheshbon, so you got 60 seconds in an hour, in a minute, it's 300 and, wait, how much we get? Right? 3,600, right? 3,600 mitzvahs in an hour, you do it for a day, so, 3,000, you get around 36,000.
It's only in the day.
Right, okay, so I don't remember that by 10.
The rush.
But okay, anyway, the mice, you wear it one day, you get tens of thousands of mitzvahs. That's pretty good. Tens of thousands of mitzvahs. So since this, so that's two things. Why is there a third reason? So now, comes along the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, group of this halacha, that you really only have to wear tzitzis if you have a four-cornered baguette. Says the Mechaber, when it comes to the Torah, it's a similar chav talis, what if a person doesn't own a talis? He should go out and buy a talis. Why? So what would I say?
Because
it's such an amazing mitzvah. It's every second. And not only the 90 second, then it's shot. Right? What does the Torah say? In Ein Adam, in Ein Adam, Lordi Shalit Pas Abekadols, Ein Uchai Vitzitzis. Pitoi Vinochen, Yes Go Adam, Zoi Ein Adam, Shnitz, Now It's Kotzin, Ko Ayoi, You Should Win Anyway. Why? It doesn't say this reading, but Kedai She Yizgar Mitzvah Bechol Raga. So he said a different reason. This is the third reason why synthesis is so amazing. Because it says in the Pasuk, right? Pasuk says, Vayonachem mitzitzis, u'isa v'isa. According to many people, the Charedim learn, u'isa v'isa is a separate mitzitzis essay deraisa. But there's a separate, according to the Charedim, if you look at your synthesis, you get a mitzvah. Just got a mitzvah. Excuse me. According to him, Re'isa Maisa is a mitzvah. Besides the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, there's a Re'isa Maisa, a pasuk. Not everyone agrees, obviously. Some people say that's a mitzvah. Pasuk is saying, what's the advantage of having tzitzis? But the Charedim, who's a pretty chashuva person, the Rishon, right? So Charedim says, and other people say it too, that a Re'isa Maisa is one of the I don't know if it counts in the Tariq mitzvah, because not every mitzvah goes in the Tariq. In other words, since tzitzis is in the Tariq mitzvah, so they're not all, a lot of people say that there are more than 613 mitzvahs, but there's 13 categories. So tzitzis is in the category of mitzvah tzitzis, so it probably doesn't count for one of the 613. But it's a separate, according to the Haredim, it's two totally separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, and there's a second mitzvah of looking at the tzitzit.
Do you have to remember all the mitzvahs?
No, it just says, he says just looking at it. Okay. Then the Pasuk says, with the heart that is called mitzvahs, Hashem, Tarsisa Maisam. Remember, you come. With also Suru, Achein Adavchen Achein Eichem. What does that mean? With also Suru, Achein Adavchen Achein Eichem.
Your heart and
eyes. You won't go after your heart. Yeah, what's after your heart and after your eyes? So Parshat Shat is the Rashi says. Rashi says that the way it works is that the eyes and the heart are the meraglim. The eyes look, And then the heart desires. This was a Job chapter. Right? That's what Rashi says. The eyes look, and then the heart desires. Fact, I forgot who got it. So it's out of order. This is nothing to do with anything, but just as a Kabbalah Kipshat. If Rashi says that the eyes look and then the heart desires, so it should say, but it's a Sira, Achle, and Eche, and Achle, and Avchem. Yeah. I don't know who said it. But he said that because first you have the desire to look. He says, you only look because you want to look. So it's three steps. The person has a desire to look. Then he looks. And now that he looks, he has a much bigger desire. So but if you wouldn't have a desire to look, you wouldn't look in the first place. Because you don't naturally look. People say, well, yeah, I'm walking down the street, I see. It's not true. You walk down the street, I can get off on a tangent. But you're driving a car, I always say, you're driving a car, and there's this slow car in front of you, and you're driving you crazy because I'm a very impatient person, that I know, and there's a slow car in front of me, and he's driving me crazy because he's talking on his smartphone, and he's barely driving, I'm going to have a heart attack there, Chas v'Shalom. But you know, come on, I got to get you a shoe, you know. Well, and finally, he turns off, you know, 10 minutes he's driving crazy. But if you ask me what color car was it, I have no idea. I was following him for 10 minutes, and I was looking at him and waiting for the moment that he moves away, because I wasn't looking at him. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't want to bump into him, so I had to look at him. But I'm not paying attention. I don't even know what color car it is. I sure don't know what make car it is. I don't know any details about the car. So that's, you don't look unless you have a desire to look. That's the thing that's going to be in a stockless. So he says, first you have to have a desire to look. Otherwise you wouldn't look because you're walking down the street, doesn't mean you're looking. And then you look. So what is saying about the getting back to our sisters?
What do we say that anyway, seeing a woman in probably just, even if you're not looking.
We're saying if you're a tzaddik, and you have no desire to look, so you see a woman in that dress state, so you're like, you saw a tree.
It doesn't make it, no.
You see a tree, and you say, no, you know, does it make a roshim? And you don't even see it. You didn't even notice it. You walk by, and you say, well, you see that woman? What woman? I didn't see any woman. See. Don't pay attention. Just like I didn't pay attention to the dog that walked by me, or the other, or you walk down the street and there's you're driving a car and there's a pothole. So what do? You go around and say, why'd you swerve? What? I swerved? Yeah, you swerved. I did? Oh. I know. I must have been a pothole. If you're a real savage, you don't care. But okay, but I want to get to the big step of the topic. But a nice, so the Pasuk says, getting back to tzitzis. For Hayah, that's a reason also, but also surah, and about the Kerechim. So what does the Pasuk basically say? That by wearing tzitzis, you won't be nichshol in desires of things that you see.
According to the Kerechim, is that only the seeing it?
No, I don't know. The Shabura brings it. I doubt it. More than one way of reading the Pasuk. When the Shabura brings it, Baalacha, he says, in the same sentence, in the Chav Baalim, he says, now, I don't know, the Kasha, what he says here. Mitzvah Rechos at Tzitzis Biyad Smartis. The Mitzvah is to hold the Tzitzis when you say Krishma in your left hand. Kinega and Libo, you hold it next to the heart when you say Krishma. It's a remez, Vio Zameh Na'ala Vabacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the mitzvah zu natzvah b'menachet. The mitzvah of tzitzit stops a person from doing avodas. The Kshiv, and he quotes a pasuk we just said, but also suru, not all about tzitzit, means of kedoshim. Ta'af b'kol shah mitzvahs einan zoysa skula, natzim mitzvah. Every other mitzvah does not have, this here is a skula, not skula, so every other mitzvah does not have this skula to save you from the Eitz Sahara. Tzitzis is different. Now there's a special skula of tzitzis that it stops you from going avein.
Is this even be the one who says that you don't get a mitzvah at night? Is it just stam?
No, maybe it's only when you're going into shas mitzvah. It could be. I don't know. I don't know about it. It's not non mitzvah. He's talking about non mitzvah. That's all you can know. But he says, this gula, he says, no other mitzvah has this. Call shah mitzvahs. Call means every. Every other mitzvah does not have this gula. Not Sinei Sahara. Since it's August, and it brings the Gemara in Menachos, the famous Maisa, which we once had a mitzvah shmooze on Shabbos, but we'll leave that out, about a person who was in Mezada with his Haina, and then the Tzitzis, he took off his Tzitzis, and the Tzitzis got it. Started flying at him, and it was a very strange Gemara, but the Tzitzis started jumping at him, and he basically hit him in the face, and he stopped. But okay, anyway, but that's, but the Gemara, but the Shavuot brings out that the Chinese, what? Okay, that's the Gemara. That Tzitzis has a skula, that it stopped you from being a baby.
Can this give them to
Yeah, exactly. The Mishabura says, yeah, the words of the Mishabura is, the half the call shah mitzvahs ava and zos haskula lahatsino miyetzahara.
Can we say that
since it's other? So I don't know. I don't know. You're asking a good question. That Talmud barasi yetzar barasi tarat davin, but this is probably different. Tarat davin probably means it causes you less of the yetzahara, but this is matsino miyetzahara. You know, so it stops you from being nichshol. Okay, but I don't know the hasbir.
Anyway, it always stop you.
And obviously, it doesn't always stop you. I have a raya. Okay, so I guess you can eat it over. You can sometimes, but it stops you sometimes, and it stops you. You have to stop. You know, so it's still a good thing.
Same by Torah, though.
Okay, it stops differently, but he says that this is in some way this is bad in Torah. It protects you in a different manner. In Torah, we seem to say.
Okay. So those times I wasn't neutral, those times the tzitzis was helping me, or could
it
be helping me?
It could be, it could be sense.
But sometimes
I was so strong it beat the tzitzis. Okay, now there's another thing. It says, there's a very strange parsha here. It says, V'ayelachem the tzitzis, u'le'isem ha'iso, v'zchad ne'vesko mitzah, siya sabra sasulu, rapi vapi. Then it repeats itself. The man says, "Go by seeing the comments on the side." He said, "Kedoshim made okay." So if he does it, well, two psukim say the same thing. So the Alshul says the pshat is that hearing tzitzis has two effects. The first effect is the losa surah in a vavke makrei neichem. It stops you from doing losa sayings. The second step is effective. The man Tizru Vasisa is called mitzvot like Yisam Kedoshim. What do you mean Yisam Kedoshim? He says, Asher Kedoshanah B'mitzvotah. That doing mitzvot's essay bring positive Kedusha. So when the Auschwitz learns the psukim, that the first psukim are saying, weird tzitzis, so you won't do avedis. Those are su rachay levav and rachay nechim. And then the second one is, weird tzitzis, the Yisam Kedoshim. This is the way Aushuk learns, the use of Kedoshim, maybe other people don't learn that way, but he learns Kedoshim means from doing the positive mitzvahs. And he says that it means, because when somehow or another the tzitzis is supposed to remind you of the mitzvahs, and Makshava Tzayva Messiah Shemaisa, so when you look at your tzitzis, and say, oh, all the mitzvahs, I don't like some tzitzis because I'm an Ebed Hashem to do mitzvahs. Okay, Makshava Tzayva Messiah Shemaisa, I just did all the mitzvahs. That's how the Aushuk learns the pasuk. That the part sitzes causes makshava daiva and start the meiser for all the mitzvahs. I don't know why. So I can't do it after sitzes. Maybe you could, but maybe more totally on the sitzes. I don't know. Somehow the pasuk says it's a sitzes. That's how the Alshach learns. The Alshach learns that the kedusha. That's how he learns. It says we're saying the pasuk the man tizkeru. That's the makshava daiva. Now, as he said, it's not that you do it when you're bad. It's called mitzvosai. He says, there's no way a person can do all the mitzvahs physically. Because there are many mitzvahs that are not physically, you can't do. Because you can't, you're not a kayin, or you don't have to make some dish, or all kinds of things. It's just physically. Since the man says, now, as he said, it's called mitzvosai. If he said, here we're doing all the mitzvahs, means every single mitzvah in the Torah, even those that you can't do, because there's a lump that's a machshav b'tzayda mitzayim from Aisha, you get, that's on the Ashechlech. You look at the tzitzis, you say, oh, I'm an eved to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah, I don't know, it doesn't say that. But I see those comments by side, therefore you get credit as if you did all the mitzvahs, and the meyna, these are kedusha, because every mitzvah brings kedusha, and the mitzvahs are kineged, the evarim of the body, and every mitzvah is the kanish, a different part of the body, so if you do all the mitzvahs, you get kedusha in your whole body. That's how the Asher works. Okay, anyway, so it comes out as follows. It comes out that we got three reasons why you got to be careful in tzitzis. First of all, Rashi says it's shkula. Can I get one of the biggest mitzvahs? Second of all, it's every second. So in your volume, it's one of the greatest volume. You can get, you know, tremendous, you know, it's probably the easiest mitzvah in the world. You put it on in the morning and then you forget about it and you get a mitzvah every second, you know, while you're wearing it, basically.
Do you get the mitzvah of listening to the Rabbanon every second?
What's the mitzvah of Rabbanon?
Because Rabbi said...
Maybe that's also true, yes. That sounds good. And then you get the skulas. You have that skulas in the Tzamach. Then you get, you get this protection not to do Averis, and you get maybe the Kedusha of all the mitzvahs. So it's pretty good. Simply do a pretty good mitzvah. So there's a lot of Sfarim written on Sitzis. And I saw there was a Sefer, he said six things. I'm not sure if they're all applicable to us, but he made six applications because of the amazing mitzvah sitzis. First thing he said is that when you wake up in the morning, you should put on your tzitzis right away. I have heard this thing about Avshayger, and he brings here, was discussing with his yeshiva, he came up to the yeshiva, when you go to the mikvah, so what, how do you get dressed when you leave the mikvah? And I don't have the mind. He was discussing how you're supposed to get dressed when you leave the mikvah. So what do you put on first? What do you put on second? Sneeze and this and that. So he says that Rav Shaibik said, what you do is you figure out the whole goal is because you want to get your tzitzis on. So you whatever you need, and I didn't say what you need to put on the tzitzis. Except me, an undershirt, probably underwear, I know, I'm not sure, but he probably undershirt. But he says, what he brings here, the Savior of the Bishops of the government actually goes in that mikvah. So, there were people who were arguing, they're different than hugging, I'm really not familiar with that. He said, they're different than hugging, how do you supposed to get dressed, you need the mikvah. So, Shire said, that's what the whole Shire is. Obviously, what you do, you put up things, you do whatever you have to do to get your tzitzis back on. And everything else comes next. So the first thing, the first thing you get up in the morning, the first thing you should do is you put on your tzitzis.
Why not?
Could you not hide in tzitzis? Yeah. Yes. Where'd you pick that up from?
Could you
in the bathtub, you can't, because you can't wear it, but
did you make a bracha before you
wash
on the
laundry? No.
So what are you supposed to do?
Okay, I don't know.
Can you put it
over
the
maze? I don't know. I don't have that problem, because I make a bracha on my towel with God, though. So I don't know.
Sometimes I just wait.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe you're right. Because you're bracha, you have a good point. I don't know the answer. I'm not a funny sink. Maybe the Shai, is it better to put on without a bracha and then make the bracha later? Or is it better to wait until you make the bracha? I do not know. The Maisa, once you're married, the minute you marry people, if you don't make a bracha, it's katan. You only make a bracha, it's katan. The Maisa, it's katan. So I don't have that problem. But it sounds like from there that it's not such a problem of wearing the towel scissors without a bracha. Because I put on my towel cup in the morning and I'm waiting for the bracha debated, but I don't know. I'm not a budget. I'm not an intro.
For sure.
I don't know. Anyway, so the first thing is as fast as you can, okay? Fast as you can, whatever the shot is, you put on the mic. Same thing is if since it should be the last thing, you take off and night. Not like I see these guys walking around in their undershirts or in their pajamas, you know, you're supposed to have your sisters till you go to sleep, right? He brings in a miser, also Rav Scheinberg. I lost the page, but I lost the page. But basically, then Rav Scheinberg had to take off his, you know, he wore a lot of sisters,
okay.
He had to take off his sisters for some reason. He had to take off his talus, not his sisters. He finished dying, he had to take off his talus. But he was marked that someone wanted to help him. He was going to go into his office to take off his talent. But he was not going, you know, it was an older man, it's hard for him to walk or whatever. So he had to walk to him and put his talent down. So someone wanted to help him take his talent. No. He said, if I walk myself, then I get an extra second with the talent side. I'm not taking it off so fast. Well, keep it on. So the same thing I was doing. He said, well, Shabbat goes out of the machine, he went to him all day. So he had a leave the yeshiva, so he suddenly said, he said he would only take off his film when he would walk out the door. And he was outside, he wouldn't do his film sometimes, or as yet. But he would wait until he got to the door, and then he would take off his film. Okay, anyway, so you got the last, you should keep on your stitches as soon as you can in the morning, take them off the last second. Also, a person takes a nap during the day, so if you can, I don't know, if you can't sleep, you can't sleep, but I don't know, usually, you know, people can sleep with it. It's not like such a problem. You should know, I don't see why you have to take off, people take off their towels, cups when they go to sleep, take a nap. If you can't sleep, okay, it's burning hot, okay, it's different. Obviously, you take off your shower, you take off your towels, cups. Some people take off and they play basketball, okay, that could be. But there's a reason.
Why would you be able to do in basketball?
Because there's a reason, because you're going to get all sweaty, whatever. I'm not a basic. Ask a basic. I'm not, I'm saying when you're sleeping, with no, I don't want to go there. There's something to start. Sorry, yes, sorry, not, and I'm not a basic. I don't take off basketball, since I don't play basketball. Even when I played basketball, I didn't take off my sister. You know why? Because I played basketball, like I said, I used to play basketball. You know, I told you, McGuinness used to play basketball because he played with his head, not with his body. McGuinness used to stand right under the basket. He wouldn't move. And then the ball would be on the other side, he would run at the other side. He just stood there. And then finally, guys on his team, they get the ball. And then everyone's on the other side of the court, and he would throw it to him. And he was just there right under the basket. And he would, I'm serious. He said, that shot. He stood right where he knew the shot on the side. He knew that shot. And then after he run back, I was like a machine gun, run back before something else. But yeah, what are you waiting for? You stand in one spot. So if you do that, you don't have to take it off with one guy over there. Okay, anyway. So the nice, you should really just keep the 7%. You should put it on right when you wake up and take it off when you go. See? He said, I'm trying to remember, he said, just really need to take a nap.
Why can't you put it on when
Wait, I'm trying to remember the sixth thing. What?
Why can't you put it on when you're naked?
I didn't say you can't barely make it, but maybe it might not be covered, Dick. It could be it's not covered, Dick. I don't know. I guess you should put it on your other lipid. What else does he say? He said an interesting thing. What happens, your person wakes up to go to the bathroom at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, 6 o'clock in the morning, you could be Mishayaker. So, well, the reason why you should be wearing tzitzis. So, okay, good night, you go to sleep, you take off your tzitzis. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, so this person said you should...
Why do you take off at night?
Because there's a whole tumble back. Again, that's a giant machlokes. I know, I'm jumping away from giant machlokes. There are, it says from Scheinberg, wearing tzitzis at night. But many, many people do not wear tzitzis at night because it's in China, right at Hasman tzitzis, and it's a gigantic, you remember the suya. It's a big suya. There are about a million people about it. The machlokes of Hasanish and Rabbi Yosher, and it is a big.
But for now, that until we learn this, like, this is everything we should wear tzitzit.
I don't know, not a blind sight. But the minute most people apparently don't wear tzitzit at night. So therefore, that's a minute. You can follow the minutes. I don't answer personal questions. But for sure, everyone agrees that you should wear it once it's, you know, it's daytime. Because it's no different than you're wearing it when it's taking a nap in the day. Just because you happen to be sleeping at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's no different than sleeping at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So,
you should set an alarm to... I didn't say you should set an alarm. No, why not? Because you better call you bit to a tire, because you need
your sleep, you should learn better. And time to tire, can I get cooler? Okay. So,
you sleep extra 2 minutes. Okay, but it makes a difference. I'm not saying you're in a piece. I did say that. Don't be more mindful than... That's what I say. You wake up. You wake up to go to the bathroom. Now go burn your sisters. What else did he say? He said that, you know, he mentioned something that the Canadians were very knocked on. And in Israel, they were very knocked on. I tried to keep it because that was our move to Israel. So he says, Shabbos morning, or whenever you're wearing a talus in shul, if you stay in shul to learn, you should keep your talus on. That's where in Israel. I don't know if they still do it. The Canadians used to do it. Everyone in Israel used to do it.
Have
they
still do it?
No, I mean, if you stay after Shabbos, that's the minute of Shabbos. The minute in Yeshiva and Shabbos, even in here, is also, is we have a kiddush, and then people stay in line and they go for lunch. So you're staying in shul, you put on your towels, you say, right, what's your rush? Your towels gone that day, tonight.
So now we're towels and I'm running Mr. Brewer's Center. Yeah, should I keep it on? Like,
hold up. No, because no one else is doing that. I don't think you should keep it on. I don't think you should stand out like a, you know, something that no one else does.
Let's say you have a late meal and you're staying till like 11, 12, 30.
Yeah, and if you're staying in the shul, that's not like so, you know, that's it. Especially if that's what people do. I don't know. You know, people walk home with their towels. So I'm still wearing my towels and I walk home with it. Okay, I don't remember what the other things he said was. What did he say? He said, sits. I don't remember.
You guys were too persistent at this.
The minig in the world is you do not wear more than one pair of scissors. I do not know why. I once asked Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva said because the Chafetz Chaim didn't wear. He doesn't do against the Chafetz Chaim.
Why do we wear a Talis Gadol and a Talis Gadol?
Because an excellent question. So it seems from the Mekubalim, and I do not know more than that, I tell you, that that's not two pairs of scissors. Because Towers Gadol and Towers Kappen are two different mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. And according to the Kubalim, even the strings are different.
You make the
same bracha, but the holes are different. Where the strings hang, but in the Kubalim, I don't do that. But in the Kubalim, Towers Kappen they do one way, and Towers Gadol they do differently. So it says in the Kubalim that it's really two different mitzvahs. Also, according to the Shmuel and Yisraelan, it's two different mitzvahs to wear a woolen tzitzis and a cotton tzitzis. Because a woolen tzitzis is a pasuk in the Torah, and a cotton tzitzis is either a drasha or it's a drabon. And when something which is a drasha or drabon gets into the gather of listening to rabbanon, it's a different gather, it's a different mitzvah. So he says, that's why he says that the gra used to wear the Towers Gadol was a woman, and Towers Kappen was Kappen, so you get both bitches.
Is that the middle?
No.
So why try to be Machmer according to all she does?
It doesn't hurt. There was a difference. And as if it's gonna be no big deal. If it's no big deal, if you're skinny than a guy, it's very uncomfortable. Okay, if it doesn't bother you, why not? Okay, anyway, the nicer, let's just summer, before I get myself into trouble.
You don't know
what
the
nicer
if you're wearing
the
cotton.
So they're saying, you're not because the grow work grow all day. So apparently, two, see what they're saying is two, not like Pashas of Scheinberg, two of the same we don't do. Because if two are just the same. So two of the same is the same, but one cotton and one wool, he's saying, and he said, Shmuel Salon says, it's two different
things.
One cotton and one wool.
Right, but his house kampa. He's right away in house kampa and house over, which is two different.
Okay, I mean, I didn't hold it. That was the
last thing.
I don't know. Well, yeah, there. I don't know. Okay, anyway, can't answer the question. Well, NYSA, we should reassess this. That's the most important thing. Okay.